The following program was previously recorded. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's time for Live and Local. Appreciate you tuning in today. The Omaha Symphony has their master series, and concertmaster and featured soloist Susanna Perry Gilmore is with me live. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back here. Thank you.
Wonderful to see you again. For those who may not know, she is a violinist and a pretty darn good one at that. On February 21st and 22nd at the Holland Center, we've got the big show. And I wonder if you could give us an idea of what we're going to hear, because it's kind of a nifty collection of music we have in store.
It's a great program this weekend. It's full of energy and life, and the audience will be able to walk away singing melodies from every piece. It's a very melodic program. We start with these selections from On the Town, the musical with the music by Leonard Bernstein. So that's very sort of jazzy and dancey and fun, a really fun opener. And the violin concerto, which I'm playing, is called The Scottish Fantasy by Max Bruch, the Romantic composer. He wasn't Scottish, but like many European composers of the 19th century, Scotland was a faraway Romantic idea, and
sure.
It was just sort of captivating and mysterious.
Almost mythical,
and
really,
mythical.
Because it was that far away, it was that hard to get to.
And it still is. And, so he wrote this piece inspired by traditional Scottish folk songs and melodies, and it's very evocative, and the opening is inspired by a Sir Walter Scott poem of, you know, the philosopher looking over the ruins of a castle, and, you know, you can cue the mists coming over the moors, and, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
And it's called a fantasy because it's not in the traditional violin concerto format of three big sections, but it's in four sections. So it just gives the composer a little more freedom to do whatever, you know, they more rhapsodize on an idea. And
is this the first time you've played this?
You know what? It is the second time I've played it.
Okay.
I played it, since you asked, I played it 15 years ago to almost the day. And I know this because I was, at the time, 7 months pregnant with my second child. So she was born in April. So,
I'll be darned.
So it's been 15 years. I'm very excited to get to do it with this orchestra here.
Sure. Well, okay. So in addition to the fact that there's a different orchestra, so there's a different feel behind that because of the give and the take and the teamwork that goes with being with an orchestra. Mm-hmm. But you personally, as you approach this music again, 15 years later, how different is it for you, or in what ways is it different, or how did you approach it this time?
That's a really great question. It is completely different because, I mean, every time we play a piece again, it has changed because we're no longer the same. That's what's so exciting and mysterious about live music making, and why one of the many reasons it's such a privilege to go through life with these wonderful composers and the stories that they're telling, because they kind of mesh with our stories. And I mean, if 15 years in anybody's life, that's a lot.
Absolutely.
Of a lot of stories that have happened, a lot of changes.
Oh, sure.
It's been wonderful to get to do this again. I think maybe with the benefit of experience, I knew to start my work with the finale, which is, you know, the most technically challenging of
sure.
the concert. So, you know, just as we age, sometimes we get much more sort of streamlined in our approach.
Absolutely.
We can't just waste time always starting at the beginning. We have to go right for the jugular.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense, though. Let's solve the problem that we know is there and then put the rest together.
Right.
That's great.
In fact, I think that's what another concertmaster, at the time when I was expecting my first child, he said, you are going to be so much more efficient in your practice time. because you'll have to be.
Absolutely.
And I think any parent will probably agree. We know how to locate.
Not enough time in the day.
The kid
right?
is napping. Now is we've got to do all like this these 10 things.
And I have to accomplish these things, right, to stay on track. Oh, that's fantastic.
And the second half of our program is the absolutely glorious First Symphony by Johannes Brahms. And I am not performing in that half this time, although normally in the orchestra I would be. But this is the sort of meat and potatoes repertoire for us. We love to play Brahms. That's one of the reasons we're motivated to do what we do.
That's fantastic. She is Susanna Perry Gilmore, concertmaster and featured soloist in this program. February 21st and 22nd at the Holland Center. If you're looking for information, one can go to omahasymphony.org. Thank you so much for stopping in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
NPR continues right now.